Good morning. Our question today is, what's the basis of those who claim, who hold the view that Dina de Malchusa Dina does not apply in the country of Israel today? So just to take a step back before we get to that, we indeed have seen the view of Rav Avadya Yosef in his Tshuvas Yechavidas that Dina de Malchusa Dina does apply in the land of Israel. He says when it comes to taxes and real estate taxes and customs and duties, indeed, Dina de Malchusa Dina does apply, and all of those have to be paid. We also went through the view of Rav Eliashiv, who also was of the view when it comes to taxes, but not everything, but at least when it comes to taxation and duties of that nature, that Dina de Malchusa Dina does apply. So before we get to the view that Dina de Malchusa Dina does not apply, I want to go back to a Gemara we saw, because we're going to need a couple phrases from that Gemara. So there's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah we'll start with in Nedarim that talks about making a neder without the intention to fulfill it. We're not going to go into the details of what that neder is and the mechanics of it, but leave it as is. Let's suffice it to say that the Mishnah there tells us that someone can make this neder without intention to fulfill it. It's a false neder, effectively, to those who are threatening his life, threatening to take his assets, and to mochsim, tax collectors. So there the Gemara in Nedarim asks, tax collectors, but Dina Malchusa Dina applies, and you have to pay your taxes. So indeed, the Gemara gave two different answers. What we're talking about, you can make this false oath to the tax collectors, even though Dina de Malchusa Dina still applies. So what situations can you make that oath, that false oath to the tax collectors? So one of two situations. Number one, the Gemara says, B'molcha she'en lo kitzva. That's talking about a tax collector that has no bounds. And the explanation that is as follows, that he takes whatever he desires, kaven shenota koma shirotza blocha kavua. He takes as he desires, not even adhering to the law, but simply he treats people inequitably. That is not considered dina de damachusa dina. That is not considered a proper law. That's not considered dina. That's considered chamsanuso or gazlanuso, stealing by the government. And accordingly, Dina de Malchusa Dina does not apply. So it's talking about a moches shein lo kitzva. In other words, we're talking about somebody that indeed may be a bona fide official tax collector, but because the law is highly inequitable, that is considered a tax collector that has no limit. He is inequitable, and accordingly, Dina de Malchusa Dina does not apply. And the second explanation in the Gemara is that we're talking about moches haomed me'elav. That's talking about a tax collector that he unilaterally, without being designated by the government, he wasn't officially appointed. Rather, he's acting by himself on his own behalf, not on behalf of the government, but he's like a bandit who stands up and starts collecting taxes. That's a moches ha'omed me'elav, so he's lacking in the malchusa. The first explanation, moches she'en lo kitzva, that he's inequitable, there was a lack in the law. The dina was lacking, the din wasn't fair, but here we have the malchusa is lacking. In other words, we have somebody collecting on his behalf of himself and not on behalf of the government. So to get back to our question, so what's the view of those that Dina the Malchusa Dina indeed does not apply in the land of state of Israel? So there are those who bring in the name of the Chazon Ish. This is brought by the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss. It's also brought by Rav Munk in his Tshuvas Pe'asadcha that the Chazon Ish was of the view that in the land of Israel, under the government of Israel, the secular government, that is a moches ha'omen me'elav. That is a, just like a tax collector, the second explanation that we brought, that it's not somebody, this government is not, cannot be acting officially in a proper governmental capacity. They are bandits and robbers acting in their for their own benefit. They have gotten up without a proper official designation and authorization. Accordingly, they're just like a moches ha'omen me'elav, and they don't have the capacity, they don't have the authority to be collecting taxes and taking other actions. So that was the view of the Chazon Ish. Now the Tshuvas Pe'asadcha gives a little bit gloss on that. He says it must be that there's a little bit Dina de Malchusa Dina, because otherwise there would be chaos and havoc in society. So it must work like this, that Lev Beis Din Matneh, that we have a Beis Din, in other words, the Halacha would designate, because we need to have some official capacity. We need some government that is governing things. So the halacha and effectively the basin will make a tenai, will make a condition that certain acts of the government will be effective. But for the most part, the government is a moches ha'omed me'elav, and accordingly, that doesn't act in an official capacity. And he explains it based on the explanation of the Rambam and the explanation of the Re'em, which is the same as the Ran we went through and the same as Rashi. He explained it in view of the various rationales for Dina de Malchus Dina. But he says as follows, that even though typically the Rambam was of the view that when you have the acceptance of the society of a government, that Dina de Malchus Dina applies. And according to the Re'em and brought by the Rosh, and we brought in the name of the Ran, that the concept of Dina Malchus Dina is that when you have a government, when you have a king, let's talk about a king per se, that the reason why people, his citizens, have to adhere to his dictates because he can banish them. And even according to Rashi, who says Dina Malchus Dina, the reason is because of Dinim, that the non-Jews, they have to institute laws and courts, and that's talking about out of the Israel. According to all the views, it can't possibly be that a government in the land of Israel that is anti-religion can be empowered with the ability to make laws for us. It just cannot be that way. And accordingly, that is why the Chazon Ish was of the view that the government in Israel is hamoches ha'omed me'elav. It's acting without any official capacity nor authorization. And accordingly, the laws do not have to be adhered to. So just to build that out a little bit, to make it a little bit even more interesting than that, in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, it brings a story of the Chazon Ish, that in his house, his last house that he lived in Mibreik, Bnei Brak, they added on to his kitchen without a zoning permit for it. So typically, you have to have a zoning permit to expand, and he did it without a zoning permit. And the Chazon Ish said that I don't have to get a permit from the iria, from the municipality, because they don't have any official capacity. Dina de Malchus Dina doesn't apply to them. And indeed, they went and they expanded the kitchen, and the iria, the municipality, indeed found out about it and gave a fine for that addition that was not permitted. So we see, based on this, indeed, that the Chazon Ish was of the view that Dina de Malchus Dina does not apply to the state of Israel. And in fact, Rav Nissen Karelitz, who passed away recently, the Gaon Rav Nissen Karelitz, he was a descendant of the Chazon Ish, and he and his Beis Din have continued that view of the Chazon Ish, that Dina de Malchus Dina does not apply in the land of Israel. Just to mention as well, another Sfara of those who are of the view that Dina de Malchus Dina does not apply in the land of Israel, the Tshuvas van Hagos, Rav Moshe Sternbach, brings as follows, a second rationale, that it is like a Moche She'en Lo Kitzvah. That's when we went through the Gemara in Nedarim, and the Mishnah and the Gemara in Nedarim, we said that there were two explanations. The second one was that it's a moches mehomen me'elav, that indeed the tax collector, you can make a false oath when it's talking about a tax collector that puts himself in that position, but he's not been authorized by the government. But the first answer was that we were talking about a moches she'en lo kitzvah. It's a moches that acts, and even though he may be appointed by the government, but he acts inequitably to the citizens. He collects a lot from taxes, a lot from somebody, and a lot less from other, and none from another person. So Rav Moshe Sternbach says that this reason also applies to the country of Israel. And he says as follows, Kefisha Shamati, as I have heard, Talui Harbe, the protexia. How people pay taxes and how they get away with things has a lot to do with their connections, their protexia, ubepikidim, and their connection to the officials. Vevi kemoches she'en lo kitzvah. And as we deal with the government, again, it's like a moches she'en lo kitzvah, that the government acts inequitably to people, because the people, citizens, if they have protexia to the pekidim, if they have protexia to the officials that they're dealing with, they're going to get away with a lot. Shekol echad mistader kefi efsharuso. Each individual gets away with what his ability is. And if he's well-connected, he's going to get away with everything. But if he's not well-connected, they'll throw the book at him. Ukahai gavna lo amrina dina da malchus adina filo ba'akam. When it comes to dina da malchus adina, even when it comes to non-Jews and non-Jewish governments, if we have a moches she'en lo kitzvah, if we have a government dealing with us inequitably, we wouldn't apply Dina de Mechusadina, regardless if it's a Jewish government or a non-Jewish government. So in the state of Israel, he brings this rationale that because people can cut their own deals based for their own benefits or detriments, he says Dina de Mechusadina would not exist. I personally think it's a little bit difficult to make this claim nowadays. I don't know what it was a few decades ago when this tshuva was written, but nowadays we have prime ministers and presidents sitting in jail, and they are people who apparently have lots of protection, and nonetheless, the law comes down on them. So it may be, and it's likely possible to a certain extent, but it's unlikely that it's as extreme as that it's just the Wild West when dealing with the government. In any case, the Tshuva Slanagos in another place says as follows, De'ein lemem meshelas ha-kofrim ayom shum schus li'abalim v'chol shekein lehafkia. When it comes to the kofrim, the heretics of the government nowadays, they can't be owners, they can't have these official powers. B'shema ein lemem shalom ma'amad shel guf klom. It could be that they are not in official capacity or a government whatsoever. So obviously we see here a view that the government of Israel indeed does not have the capacity to be taking actions, to be levying taxes, to be legislating laws. And indeed, there are some people in Israel who take that view. But on the other hand, just to add another variable, it's important to note that there are many poskim, including Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who were of the view that even if you want to argue there's no Dina de Mechusadina in general, but things that are for the benefit of society, there needs to be Dina de Mechusadina, even if we're dealing with a negative government or anti-religious government, but there are actions that are necessary for the normal survival of society, and accordingly we'd have to say that Dina de Mechusadina does apply in those areas, and indeed those areas could be broad. We need taxation to be able to exist as a government and to supply the services for people and to have the ambulances and the hospitals and to plus have lights at night and to pave the roads, and there's so many needs of society that collecting of taxes and levies and duties, etc., and having laws for the streets and traffic and adhering to those laws are normal for a normal functioning of society. So even with the argument that Dina de Mechusa doesn't exist in the state of Israel, indeed because we need Shlomo de Medina, we need a Tikkun Medina, we need a normal society to function. Indeed, we should be adhering to the laws, if only for that reason. Have a wonderful day.